This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Halloween. I love Halloween. Problem is, I sound like that all the time. My laugh is already like the Wicked Witch of the West. When I laugh, you know, I used to, when I was younger, I laughed, hee, hee, hee. I used to really, but now I'm like, ha, 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 ha. I just sound like a witch. It's funny. I love history, so we'll just gotta touch upon the history of Halloween. It's really cool. Halloween has one of the coolest, richest histories. As you know, we celebrated October 31st, although some people want to change that to the last Saturday of the month so we don't have to race home from work and deal with, you know, well, a lot of us work on Saturday, but, you know, deal with getting up early the next day. I mean, you know, we're trick-or-treating tonight, but I got to get up early the next day. I got a show to do, and I know you guys don't think I prep or prepare for my show or do anything that puts some quality into the show, but I actually do. So, anyway, it originated, and we've talked about this about a year ago, with the ancient Celtic festival called, I believe it's pronounced Samhain, and people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. So, I mean, we're talking like a long time ago. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III, according to History.com, designated November 1 as a time to honor All Saints. So then All Saints Day was incorporated into the traditions of Samhain. But the evening before All Saints Day, November 1, was October 31st, and that was known as All Hallows Eve. And All Hallows Eve later became Halloween. Not really sure. I do see the W. I do see a couple E's. Not sure what happened to the V, but pretty damn close. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day where we trick-or-treat, we carve jack-o'-lanterns, trick-or-drink. We basically blackmail our neighbors. We teach our kids to blackmail our neighbors to give them candy or they'll do a trick on the house. You give my kid candy or he'll TP or egg your house. And that's legal, apparently. Well, it's not legal to egg somebody's house, but trick or treat. Some of these tricks can be pretty bad. So anyway, the Celts lived about 2,000 years ago in an area now known as like Ireland and the UK and northern France. So they celebrated their new year back then on November 1. That's why it was a really, really big holiday. It marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. Because back then, November 1 started to be cold. I live in Nevada. It's still hot here, but that's okay. But it used to be cold in November. And Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary before the worlds of the living and the dead would become blurred. So on the night of October 31st, that's why they celebrated Samhain, where they would try to ward off the ghosts who were coming to kind of blur and mess with the living people. But crops started to die, things like that. So, yeah, it could have been weather, but the Celts thought it could have been the otherworldly spirits. They also thought that it would make, druids would be able to predict the future. So there was a lot of, shall we say, fortune-telling and that kind of stuff being done. We don't do that a lot, but a lot of fortune-telling is done on Halloween. So druids would also have sacred bonfires, and they would do sacrifices and try to please the Celtic deities, and there were costumes and a lot of lovemaking, and it was like pretty, pretty cool. All right, now the Romans. Now the Romans come in, and they conquered the majority of the Celtics. This is about 43 AD. All right, but they wanted to look cool too. You know, the Romans like, wait a second. Okay, you know, this Halloween doesn't look pretty fun. So, they say two festivals of Roman origin were then combined with the traditional Celtic celebration. First was called Feralia, kind of like Dahlia, but Feralia. And that's a date in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. And the second was a day to honor Pomona. Now, I know the Pomona Highway, and yeah, they weren't honoring the highway. That's the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. And the symbol of Pomona is the apple, which kind of worked because of fall time. And that's why at a lot of Halloween parties, they bob for apples and people put their saliva all over the apple. So now we're Pope Boniface in 609 AD. He dedicated the Pantheon in Rome, which was closed the day I was there, so I didn't get to go into it. And they later created All Martyrs' Day. Then Christianity had spread to the Celtic lands by the 9th century, and then it blended with some of the other older Celtic rites, and then it later became All Souls' Day. All Souls' Day celebrated similarly. Okay, well now it finally gets to America. So America, I believe it was first came to New England, and Maryland seemed to really, really take a hold of it more than some of the southern colonies. And they started to have these little play parties and public events. Neighbors would share stories of the dead. They would tell each other fortunes. And so by the second half of the 19th century, we had all these new immigrants, and we had a lot of Irish coming. And the Irish were, you know, the Irish were like, wait a second, we started all this. So the Irish got really, really active with it. And they were like, you know, why are we always associated with the color green? Why can't we also be associated with the color red? So they made the pumpkin red and green. History.com didn't say that, but I said that. All right, so then, all right, Americans are like, you know what, we could get something really, really good out of this. So after they threw the tea into the Boston Harbor, and we started to, you know, calm down from the whole taxation without representation, we were like, you know what, why don't we go and house to house and ask for food or money? Well, we could get away with it on Halloween because, you know, we have all these spirits protecting us. So that's where trick-or-treat came. Young women believed that on Halloween, they could find or attract their future husband by doing tricks with yarn and apple parings and mirrors and things like that. Oh, my gosh, I would have so been all over that. If I could have found a husband on Halloween, I wouldn't have had to go through everything I went through in this day and age. So by the late 1800s, that's when it started to form a little bit more to what we have today. A lot of seasons and a lot of parties and that kind of stuff. By the 1920s, they really knew how to make some parties. Sneaking alcohol. By the 1950s, they had to limit vandalism. But it was, now it's a $6 billion industry. Way to go. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my friends said there's this online site where they recreate movie scenes, or they have a movie scene with a different soundtrack in the back. You know? Like, say hello to my little friend. You know, the what was that, Scarface? But instead of that, there's like a Disney song in the background or something. And it really changes the mood. I need to find that. I haven't looked it up. And apparently, and you know, because it's Halloween, we're going to talk about some spooky stuff. But apparently there's a psychology, and we knew this, behind scary movies that is so pervasive, anywhere from the lighting to the shadowing to the costumes to the music. And I think a lot of us really underappreciate the work that go into these movies. Speaking of appreciation, I have to give a shout out to one of my students, Val. Apparently, apparently there was a Halloween party, and she chose to dress up as me. Now, when I heard this, I was like, oh gosh, right? I'm going to look middle-aged. Breasts are going to be by the feet. I didn't know what. And luckily, she dressed up. She looked pretty damn good. All right? She made me look sexy. And so I'm very, very impressed. It's kind of flattering when your students dress up as you. Now, trust me, they made fun of me. There is no way my students didn't make fun of me. I'm sure she ran around the place going, bee, you know, or da, or, you know, some of the weird sounds I make. Now, I teach these kids about little baby bubbles. We use these little baby bubbles when they do their soap notes. So I heard that, you know, she's running around saying, baby bubbles. So it's okay. I don't mind if they give me crap. I don't mind as long as I look good. So very, very cool. Well done. That's a way to get an A, right? Dress up as your teacher, but make your teacher look better than she really looks. That's the way to do it. But let's go to this. I love psychology. Okay? You know, whether I'm good at it or not, that's not for us to debate. But I find it fascinating. And there's a media expert and a sociologist who kind of combined forces to talk about what some of these little clever tricks are in these movies. Now, I think you and I know the obvious, okay? There's going to be certain sounds that put us on edge. There's going to be amplification of volume. There's going to be even a silence of the screams because the unknown is scary. So for those of us that, you know kindergarten psychology, we get it. But it's interesting, some of the other stuff they do. So darkness, of course. They say when movies have very dim or poor lighting, they use that to scare. Okay, well, you're like, well, duh. But it's very hard. You guys have to realize it's really hard to do a movie with not a lot of lighting. How many of you have tried to take a picture with your iPhone and the flash didn't work? And so the picture didn't come out. So for them to try to do that ambiance, yet make sure you pick up on the detail, pretty scary stuff. So Dr. Grabowski, an associate professor of communication at Manhattan College, and author of the textbook Neuroscience and Media, New Understanding and Representations, says when a scene is extremely dark, it conveys the absence of information, so you think, huh, what is going on? Now, one way is through flashes at night, such as a scene from a movie where someone is like telling a story around a campfire, and then they have the flashlight under them, and they make their face look stupid. I hate that. I hate being around a campfire, having to listen to somebody's stupid story that isn't even scary. I can't do it. Because you're forced to look at your buddy. Okay, and like my buddy's not scary. So he's sitting there with a stupid flashlight going up his nose. So I'm, you know, fixated on his nose hairs. And I'm trying to listen to him and picture his stupid scary story. And then it doesn't work for me. It doesn't, you know. But it scares kids, and that's kind of nice. You want to scare the hell out of kids so their adrenaline is all up and then they don't fall asleep the rest of the night. Yeah, smart move. Anyway, Dr. Grabowski explained that in our natural environment, we're used to being illuminated by the sun with shadows formed under the eyes, nose, and chin. So when in horror movies they use flashlights, the shadows are inversed. The tip of the eye socket has now a shadow at the top of the nose, and it tells us something is wrong. Okay, so you see what they're saying? Instinctively, we know how the lighting is supposed to hit the face. So when a movie screws it up, our body goes, okay, something's wrong. We have backward shadows. That's some scary stuff. They say candlelight can do the same thing. Margie Kerr, a sociologist at the University of Pittsburgh, specializes in the study of fear. She said there was one example was the 2015 movie The Witch, where a family in the 1630s in New England is eating dinner by candlelight. There's just one candle, which makes sense back then, but it brings attention to how dark our world was before electricity. It was very dark, and this darkness reminds us of our vulnerability. That is pretty scary. When I, like, see movies that go back to, like, the 1600s, I think, oh, I would be bored to death. I would be so bored. No Netflix, no computer, no Candy Crush. I couldn't do it. Now, the music and the sounds, okay, and the ears. Remember I told you guys, you know, I live in Nevada, so the casinos, you know how to impulse or how to stimulate all the senses. You know, the feel of the poker chip, the hearing of the clanging or the sounds of the slot machines, even though you don't really hear the clanging anymore. You know, the carpet preventing you from wanting to go, just stay where you are because it kind of reminds you of like a stop sign type of thing. There's a lot of little psychology done in casinos. Well, same thing with these movies. So the music. We may prefer melodic structure, maybe progression in the chords. La 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 la. That's easier than la la la. That's way, yeah, see, I know. Alright? They say two notes play together at the same time. The auditory system reacts as if it's unnatural. It doesn't sound right. And I don't have a piano in front of me, but it would be like, something like that. It just doesn't sound right. So, as you guys know, Psycho, right? Where Janet Leigh's character is being murdered in the shower, and it's like, you know, screeching violins and violas and cellos and that kind of stuff. And then she gets killed. I've never seen the movie Psycho. I know there's that scene, but I've never officially, because I'm not really big on scary movies. So they say music imitates our life, so the screeches of the violin sounds like the screams of Marion as she is being stabbed. Yeah, I'm going to really run out and see that movie now. All right, so then you have, like, clapping. Clapping means evil spirit is around, I guess. Back in 1982, remember that film Poltergeist? The 8-year-old boy was attacked by a clown doll in his room. Oh, I hate clowns. I've never liked clowns. And now angles, certain camera angles. They say cinematographers can use camera angles to make you feel uneasy during a scary movie. If you look at something that's tilted or shaking, when the camera's off balance, now you feel off balance. You guys remember the Blair Witch Project? Again, I didn't see the movie, but it seems to be jumping around and people are moving. And it was like three student filmmakers who disappear after going to Maryland to film a documentary about Blair Witch. And then, quote unquote, their footage was found. And so with all the shaky movements and stuff, it kind of puts you on edge. So that's pretty smart, pretty cool. For those of you into that, I'm not. But apparently, if you believe that something's going to appear in the space, even if it stays dead, it makes you anxious. So, in Psycho, during the shower scene, there's a shot where Janet Leigh is in the bottom right corner, while the rest of the screen is dead white space. Hitchcock, apparently, by doing this, let the viewer subconsciously know something or someone is going to appear, but they don't know when or how. You really have to be able to hit the psychology of it. You know, some of you guys are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, with your show, you know, why don't you use some of that psychology, right, to, you know, make us want to listen more? Well, I don't. You got to have good material. It's really hard. So anyway, isolated settings, things like that, cabins, woods. The cabin in the woods, that's really classic because you're away from civilization. We're so hyper-connected, right? Wasn't there a movie, Cabin in the Woods, in 2012? So a bunch of people go to the cabin, but, you know, there's no iPhones, there's no Wi-Fi, so people freak out. They know exactly what makes us nervous. So whatever makes us nervous and uncomfortable, that's why there's a lot of sex scenes in these scary movies. Lovers are always having sex. Remember that movie Snakes on a Plane? Two people are having sex in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden the snakes start to bite them when they're naked. They do that type of, they come up with those type of scenes because they want you feeling uncomfortable and jumpy. And then people walk out and they go, oh, this was great. What a good movie. I don't get that. My type of movie is like Deadpool 2. All right, when we come back, Medicare for All. Talk about a scary topic. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump talking a lot about immigration issues this week, even more than he usually does. The president insisting in a tweet this morning that birthright citizenship will be ended one way or another, saying he believes it's not covered by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Political analyst Scott Jennings saying he's not surprised the president's focusing on this issue just before the midterms.
The immigration issue generally remains one of the most motivating issues for Republicans. It scores really high on intensity when you ask Republicans what they care about. So the president here is recognizing that the midterms are usually base turnout type elections.
He was speaking on CNN. ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting this morning the economy added 227,000 private sector jobs this past month. The October jobs report from the government's due out tomorrow morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, there's a trap we're going to fall into, and I'm seeing the media try to convince us that Medicare for All is the way to go. And that there's a lot of public support for Medicare for All. I haven't heard a lot of public support for Medicare for All. A lot of people with Medicare aren't very happy. So I'm not hearing it. But apparently, we're being told by USA Today, yeah, it's gaining popularity. Sanders, Bernie Sanders gets credit for bringing this up, Medicare for All. And he argues that when people say we can't afford it, he said, we're already spending double or more per capita on health care than any other country. So some people may be listening to this going, well, why not? So, Dr. Dahlia, convince us why Medicare for All is not a good idea. I got one word for you. Government. I do not want the government controlling our health care. I just don't see how they could do a good job. And I also don't like the control it gives them. So, let's dissect this. What is Medicare for All? Where is it coming from? So, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and is one of 16 co-sponsors, when Senator Bernie Sanders introduced the Medicare for All Act, and I believe she's from Wisconsin, and you have a lot of Democratic, shall we say, support for this. Not that that's why I dislike it, but you have many, shall we say, left-leaning ideologies behind this of, well, we'll all put in a socialized manner to take care of everybody else. Now, in a way, we're already doing that. We're already paying a lot of taxes, but we're okay with that tax money going to our seniors. Are we okay with it going to everybody? Something that you would have to answer yourself. But it's a single-payer system in which a national health insurance program would pay for health care for all residents. Residents can include illegal immigrants, undocumented, technically. Canada, they say, has a system that resembles traditional Medicare, is often cited as a common example. I hear a lot of mixed things about Canada's health system. We know that the NHS in England is a big cluster. A government-run health system, to me, isn't the strongest, but devil's advocate would say our system kind of sucks now as it is. So Sanders' bill, because again, this is coming from Bernie Sanders, would create a single national health insurance program that would replace what we have already, with that private insurers have, and you could buy it privately, or you could get it through your employers. You could get it straight Medicare, Medicaid. There's even a children's health insurance program, I guess. So you would get the health insurance through these programs. Everyone would get a card, and the program would cover all U.S. residents. We really need that term defined, residents. They say the program would eliminate all deductibles and copays, except for $200 for prescription drugs, eliminating the need for people now covered by Medicare to buy supplemental insurance, which is really stupid. People on Medicare have to buy supplemental insurance because Medicare doesn't cover a lot of things. Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids. If you get sick and you go back to the hospital in 30 days for the same infection, Medicare may not cover that. There's a lot of things Medicare doesn't cover. So people have to get supplemental, which means when we say Medicare for all, are we talking about an improved Medicare? Are we talking about the same Medicare? Or a skeleton of Medicare, because now we have to spread out our resources? They say it would abolish for-profit insurers, including those who now provide Medicare Advantage plans. So, according to USA Today, or JS Online, I apologize, JS Online, that's a huge appeal. Medicare for All, according to Len Nichols, a professor of healthcare policy at George Mason University, has become the Rorschach test, you know, like what we use in psychology. It means something, but it means very generally what people want it to mean. There's going to be trade-offs. And people ask, well, why isn't there a lot of support? Well, that's going to take a lot of money to ensure, where are we now? 345 million Americans, and those are American citizens. We're not talking about, you know, non-citizens. We're talking about residents. We're talking about, you know, I don't know how many millions more that is. Do we have the funds to do that? Do we have the medical providers? We are already at a shortage of medical providers. Many don't take Medicare. Why? Why don't a lot of doctors and medical providers take Medicare? Well, one is Medicare doesn't pay on every claim. A lot of times it's like a picking and choosing. You'll bill the exact same code on the exact same patient, and you'll get paid on one and not the other. Well, that's kind of hard to keep a practice running when you don't have, you know, you don't have a consistent flow of income. At one point, Medicare, this was horrible, I don't even know what to call it, but at one point, Medicare said they paid for 9 months. They didn't send one check. They said, oh yeah, we're paying you electronically. And they would send me the EOB, the explanation of benefits. The patients would get the same thing going, oh, Dr. Gallia was paid. I'm like, but no money's going into the bank. You're not, there's no money going into the bank. You're not sending me a check, but you're saying you paid me? Oh, there's a glitch in the system. We never got paid for 9 months. I couldn't do it. A lot of medical providers can't do that. And then on top of that, Medicare will every now and then scare doctors with an audit. They'll audit somebody in town, and they don't spend the money or time to do an audit and say, oh, you know what, you're 100% perfect. They always find something. And a lot of medical providers are like, no, I don't need to get audited by Medicare. They're not even paying me. Then I get audited, and then I have to pay some fine. I mean, there was a doctor who saw the patient, documented they saw the patient, and the Medicare auditor said, nope, you should have billed this a nurse code, a nurse visit. You're like, why? Well, because you didn't document as much as you could have. He did. But you can't argue. There's not really a lot of lawyers that fight Medicare. So you have a lot of providers out there going, why do I need this? I don't need this. Now, maybe the new generation of doctors, maybe they'll be more desperate. And they'll say, look, I just want a job. So fine. You want me to see Medicare patients? Just hire me. I'll do whatever. And so we're going to probably be running into not only is the government then running your insurance, but running they're going to be your doctor's employer. And if you get rid of all other insurance companies and all other entities, you really are creating a monopoly. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Gallia, who cares? I need my cancer taken care of or my heart attack taken care of. Okay, I get that. You know, if you want to be covered at some point or another, I get that. But does that guarantee Medicare for all? Does that mean you guys are going to get top-of-the-line treatment for hepatitis or cancer? Or, I mean, where's the money coming from? Who's putting money into the system? How much would this cost? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what this Medicare for all is going to cost. It's great to say. So, I wouldn't get too excited. 1-877-DOCTORSALLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DAHLIA. So we're talking about a Halloween costume horror. This is my favorite holiday and my favorite time of the year. With one caveat, I do not want to hear some of these bad, you know, cases and the, you know, accidents and stuff that's going to happen the next couple of days. So hopefully your kids are safe and hopefully we get through a safe Halloween season. But we have an 11-year-old girl that we're being told went blind for 4 days because she was wearing color contact lenses for Halloween. There's no way I would let my 11-year-old wear contacts if I was a mom. I would be like, oh, hell no. But I get it. Emily Turcotte woke in agony, screaming her eyes were burning like fire. That was the morning after she wore them to go trick-or-treating. Now, mom, Julie, pried open her eyes and said her eyeballs are blood red. She told her local paper at the Montreal Journal, for 4 days we were so scared she couldn't see anything. all that for Halloween contact lenses. So Emily gradually regained her sight, but doctors ordered her to wear sunglasses for a month to let her damaged corneas heal. Now her mom is warning other parents of the danger of the lenses, which are commonly available as part of Halloween costumes and have worn by celebrities like Kylie Jenner. Now Emily is from Montreal. She's one of six friends who bought similar costume lenses. She wore them around 4 hours at school and then took them off for dinner. Then she wore them again to go trick-or-treating. Now, Halloween is today, so I'm not sure when Canada celebrated their Halloween or trick-or-treating. I'm not sure when this happened then. Because 4 days, maybe they're talking about something that happened last year. So, the lenses damage the corneas. The lenses scratch the cornea. When you scratch the cornea, the outermost layer of the eye, the cornea is kind of responsible for us being nearsighted and farsighted, depending on the shape, and that's what gets manipulated during LASIK. It gets shaved and contoured for LASIK. And it restructured, I should say. And it's great because then we don't need glasses. It's amazing how they could do that. Restructure your cornea so you don't need glasses. Well, now I need reading glasses. But it's a very, very delicate, I call it an organ, the cornea. And so when you lacerate it with any sort of hard plastic or something that was not designed for eyes, you unfortunately can introduce bacteria. You get bacteria or viruses or something in there, it could destroy the tissue, cause scarring, and even permanent blindness. So she had some sort of major irritation. The cornea, luckily, a lot of times can heal, but it's painful. So Canadian eye care experts are calling for the sale of colored contact lenses to be banned. In America, we're also warning people. But this is frightening. I just got to find out. So Canada doesn't celebrate Halloween when we do? I need to look that up. Yeah, they're talking about this happened, and they're acting like this just happened recently. Cute girl, though. The girl is adorable. All right, well, that's one question I'll need answered. Now, there's also a headline where there's an Iowa boy who could be, quote, frightened to death due to a rare condition. He's a 5-year-old boy who has to avoid scary movies and trick-or-treaters because he has vanishing white matter disease. His name is Reed Havlick. He's one of 200 people worldwide, and basically the nerves start to deteriorate and disappear. There's no cure, no treatment available, and it is very unusual. But what's so scary about this is a bump to the head, a fever, or being scared can cause a rapid deterioration and an acceleration of the disease, put you into a coma and die. Now, Reed's mom, Erica, 33, who must be beside herself, I mean, sending prayers, said this means that the family and his teacher have to be really careful around Halloween. A serious scare from a trick-or-treater could cause stress on the brain that then speeds up the progression of the disease and puts him in a coma. Eric Havlick of Iowa said, "We have got to be really careful what we expose him to because he could be technically frightened to death. The stress of it all could speed the disease up. We do celebrate Halloween, but on a real small scale. Reed is going to be Mickey Mouse this year. His school throws a party, which everyone dresses up for, but everyone there is super helpful. And they make sure that the costumes aren't too scary. Remember, the kid's only 5. So, yeah, somebody could dress up as Nancy Pelosi. That, I mean, you really have to be careful. I wouldn't even put the news on. So, vanishing white matter disease is genetic. It affects 1 in every 40 million people. So, the body, I guess, fails to produce, I believe it's myelin, that insulates the nerves of the body. So, if you don't have that myelin sheath, if you don't have that protective layer, then the nerves start to deteriorate and disappear. Well, in the cells of the, you know, in the brain, those are really delicate. So, apparently, this kid was healthy up until the age of 2. He hit all the milestones, and then when he woke up from a nap, he was limping. So, mom took him to see a doctor. They thought maybe he fractured his leg, but He couldn't walk. And then he saw specialists at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, and that's when they discovered what he had. And it's terminal. And I, you know, most of us have never heard of this. So he's had the condition for 3 years. Apparently his prognosis is anywhere from 3 to 7 years. And so unless they find a way to be able to, you know, myelinate his nerves, which hasn't been a discovery that I've heard of, it's a problem. So, you know, we look at Halloween, and it's, you know, we talked about the history of Halloween. It's, you know, really different now. You know, back then it kind of was a ritual to, you know, celebrate the dead or to, you know, commemorate the dead or remember the dead. And a lot of cultures still do that, Day of the Dead. You know, they, and I actually like that in cultures. I don't like the idea of you leave this earth and everyone's like, okay, done. I kind of like honoring the memory. I think that's a real crucial part for families, etc. You know, and to talk about family memories. The problem is your memories start to go. So you remember certain things, and then those are things you keep bringing up. And so, you know, that's why pictures are important and stuff. But, you know, like my father. My father didn't like to be in pictures that much. So we don't have a lot of pictures of my dad. It's hard, you know. So, or he was yelling a lot. And so, you know, we couldn't take a picture. I don't want to show the kids pictures of him yelling. But that's okay. Yeah, he was daddy. That's what daddies do. My mom, too. That's what blows my mind. My mom is smiling in all the pictures, right? So the kids are like, what? Man, we call her Sapta. Sapta was really sweet. Why did you say she whipped your butt and she was mean? And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah, she is sweet, but, you know, she stopped to smile for the camera. My mom, I love my mom. She was tough cookie. She would be yelling and screaming, and then the phone would ring. And my father would fix appliances. So she would answer the phone and then send my father out to go fix appliances, right? So she'd be like, you this, I'm tired of it. Then, hello, oh, hi. And I was like, wait, you. And then I'm like, keep that voice. And then I would pray that she would keep that voice because I was allowed to run off. I had to wait until she was done chewing my butt out. And then she'd get off the phone. And so, hey, I do it too. I do the exact same thing. I'm yelling at the kids in the car, and all of a sudden the restaurant, oh, yes, hi. Can we get waters and some extra napkins? Thank you. Like, hey, we all do it. We all do it. So I just find that hilarious. So anyway, you know, people don't use Halloween now to scare others. People now use Halloween, especially as women, as a chance to kind of dress up and, you know, be all flirty and sexy and, you know, well, we're dressing in costume. So if we ever wanted to wear a French maid outfit and didn't have a relevant, you know, reason to, now we could do it. So the Halloween, I've noticed, is getting a lot more slutty than it should. And, you know, I think I like the Mickey Mouse and Teletubby days. I think those are cool. Blue's Clues, too. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.